Welcome, collective body of believers around the world. Welcome to another episode of Divine Power Self-Leadership. This is a podcast that encourages you to live under the hand of God. It's an encouraging way to receive a refreshing way to live. I am Anna Schubeck, and I want to tell you a topic, something that's very broad, a very broad topic. I want to speak on a very broad topic. I want to tell you about a very broad topic, and that is your life. Your life is a very broad topic. Your life is a very broad topic. Sometimes we go through life and we have bad experiences, right? We have bad experiences. And, you know, that one bad experience can really throw us off for the rest of our life. If we continue to look at that one bad experience, when we keep continuing to look at the one bad experience, it can actually ruin our whole life. Now, how many know what I'm talking about? You know, there's a saying I grew up with: one bad apple spoils the whole apple cart. One bad apple spoils the whole apple cart. I had a mother that loved kind of philosophies like that. But if you really realized what that meant, one bad piece of fruit in a fruit bowl can ruin the whole fruit bowl. So why allow one bad thought, one bad experience to ruin your whole life? But I believe through time, this is what's been happening. This is really what's been happening. One bad thought in somebody's life. Or, you know, we have these big dreams, right? We have these big dreams when we're kids. And then when we start to explore to do our dreams, we find that there's people that, you know, are against us. They're actually against us. They're jealous. When we start to expose our dreams, to start to live in our dreams, there's always somebody that's jealous and will always say something bad, right? Something bad, something negative, and that can spoil your life. Again, life. It can spoil your life. Somebody's bad attitude, somebody's jealousy, negative words can spoil your life. You can, and you know, if you allow it. But I'm saying, you know, there has been people for a long time have been allowing other people to affect their lives. And then what? You know, I want to say, then what? It's like I'm lost for words. And that's what a person gets. They get lost. They get lost. They go through their life trying to do what's in their hearts, and when they realize they're not received because of somebody's negativity and jealousy of them, then they become lost. Now, follow me if you can. Follow me in what I'm saying. When a person, you know, when we grow up, we have big dreams. Yes, we do. The divine power will impregnate our lives. You know, he brings us to earth. He allows us to come to earth with some big hopes and some big dreams. It's a willingness of our almighty God, the divine power that will plant in us something big to make our lives prosper. So we come to earth, and when we're growing up, we get these big ideas. But we don't realize that there's always somebody that doesn't like that because they're jealous of us. They're jealous of us, and then they become envious, and then see that can spoil your life. That can spoil a life. And when you're a child, you know, you take that through your life, and then, you know, you stop dreaming, you stop hoping, you stop wishing. And then you become paralyzed. Because one bad thought that you allowed, and we humans will allow things in if we don't take the initiative to see the whole big picture. If we do not see the whole big picture, we will allow one bad thought to ruin our lives, to shut us down, to paralyze us, until we realize that that is a dream that we need to fulfill for our happiness. And that's what many people go through their whole lives, realizing what they were called to do and what they had in their heart from day one when they were a child was actually the truth for their lives to live. So I'm saying, people will go through a lifetime struggling with who they are, what they're supposed to be doing. There is a struggle. This is real. This is real. People will go through a lifetime struggling of who they are, what they're doing on, what they're doing on Earth. They'll be struggling, and a lot of people are not our best, we have to realize it. People are not our best friends. It's hard to come by a best friend that will help you succeed in what you're doing, and most people do not have that. Most people will not have positive people around them to help move them into their dreams. Now, why am I saying this? Because again, the topic is life. It's a broad, big topic, life. You have to see your whole life. You can't just see one bad experience. The one bad experience should actually be a warning sign. They should actually be taken as warning signs. Any negative thought that you have, any negative thought that somebody gives to you, that should be a red flag. That should be a warning sign to what? To either rid yourself of that idea, rid yourself of that person. Sometimes we have to avoid, ignore people with bad intentions, with negative attitudes, because it stops progress. It stops our lives from living. And there's a lot of people that die. There's many people that will kill themselves. Many people will kill themselves because they can't find that any people that will come into agreement with them, any people that will love them, that will nurture them, will care for them. Many people will die when they keep getting negativity. When you keep living in negativity after negativity after negativity, that can build up for a bad lifestyle. And you can either take away your life or somebody will take away your life. Life is nothing to take for granted. Life is nothing to take for granted, and life is not nothing to take lightly. We have to realize that our lives are a bowl of fruit. In the bowl, there's many opportunities. There's many opportunities, and you have to throw away the rotten ones. You have to throw away the rotten opportunities. You have to keep in your bowl the good opportunities. The good opportunities that are going to bring you life and bring healing. I don't want to say healing because not a lot of people understand that healing. Most people are hungry for success, really, is what it is. Hungry for success. Most people are hungry for success. So that's how we have to kind of picture our lives. Our life is a bowl. It's a bowl that we fill. We fill our own bowl. We fill our own bowl with the right fruit, with the right opportunities, and we take the bad ones, the rotten ones away. We don't have nothing to do with them. Excuse me, keep the good opportunities in your life. Keep them in your bowl. You know how, what's that? There's another saying about fruit, about a bowl of cherries. So, I used to hear, life is a bowl of cherries. Why do I get the pits? Well, if you really turn that around, having the pits, is that so wrong? The pits are really a seed, isn't it? Pits are a seed. So if you are handed a bowl of pits, then plant them. Plant them in the right soil. Plant them in good soil that's going to bring something good back to your life. I believe that there's many people in humanity right now that need to hear this message. For so long, generations after generations have been holding on to negativity. It's time to rid the negativity and see the positivity in it. One piece of fruit can spoil the whole apple cart. Yes, one bad idea can spoil your life, but you rid that. You rid your life of that rotten piece of fruit, right? You have to rid yourself of that rotten piece of fruit, even in your household. If you have one bad piece of fruit, like bananas, I noticed over the winter my bananas were getting rotten faster. So it's like I always had to keep buying bananas. I didn't keep them around. I didn't keep rotten fruit, or I don't keep rotten fruit around. That's what I'm trying to birth out here. Don't keep rotten fruit or food around. Don't keep rotten people around if they are not going to bring something fresh to your life, something fresh and enjoyable into your life. Then discard it. Discard it. And if you are handed a bowl of pits, then plant them in the right soil. Your life is worthy. Your life is worthy for best. Life is worthy to have best. Life should be hungry to see best. You should hunger and thirst to see best in your life. And best only comes from when you can see positive in something that maybe others will see negative. Especially in your heart, you have been given you in your heart. You have been planted in your heart. It has been planted in your heart. There has been planted. Am I saying that right? It has been planted. Your heart has been planted with good things. Your heart has been planted with good things. Let them come out in positive. Anything that is in your heart should come out in a positive way. And if there's somebody there that's going to receive you in a negative way, then again, that should be a red flag. Don't plant there. Don't plant a seed in something that is going to bring negativity onto that seed. You can't plant your seeds in negative soil because it will stop. It will stun the growth. It will stun the growth. Understand that even our lives, when we grow up as children, and if we are treated wrongly, our lives will be stunned. They won't grow. They will be paralyzed. Understand this message that I bring to you. You have to see the whole, your whole picture. Embrace your whole life. Embrace your whole life and see a picture of your whole life. Don't see in distortion. Don't see in that negativity. We have to, you have, we, me, you, whoever's listening has to see in positivity. We have to see our life in a positive form, in a positive picture. See your life in every stage. See good in your life in every stage. See your whole, embrace your whole life. You have to embrace your whole life and see your whole life in stages. See, but see it. You have to see it. If you don't see it, then you're going to allow that negative to come into your life. And spoil it and paralyze it and ruin it. You must embrace all your life from where you are right now hearing this message to the day that you die. How do you want your whole life to pan out? How do you want your life to play out? How do you want your blessings to come to you? How do you want your material world to look like? You have to see your whole life, and you have to see it from your heart's perspective. You must allow your heart to show you your whole life. When your heart shows you your whole life, you embrace that. And then you don't allow any negative feedback. You don't allow anybody to come give you any negative feedback. You protect it. You protect your life. You protect your life. You protect your life. You protect your life by sowing into good ground. If you're handed some seeds, then plant them in good areas so that some good will come back to help your life transform into the picture that you're looking at. Again, it starts from your heart. Let your heart show you your life from beginning to end. I want to reiterate something here. Some people need to see their lives from beginning when they were a baby, a child. See your whole life. Allow your heart to show you your whole life. Some people have lived a lie their childhood. Some people have not lived a great childhood that has to realize you have to reverse that. You have to reverse some of that negative to go into the positive light. Some of that negativity from the past has to be reversed. To go into the positive light, to then start to sow into the positive, to take out the rotten things of your life. And everybody accumulates them. If you are paralyzed, if you're paralyzed, if you're dead in your tracks, you will accumulate something rotten. Something will not, when something stays stagnant, when something is stagnant, it becomes rotten, it becomes smelly, it becomes stinky. You have to relieve your life of all the smelly, stinky, rotten things. Fish ponds, like pond, I want to say ponds. Did anybody understand when I talk about ponds? They have that algae, and if the Water in the pond is not stirred. They tell me that if the water in a pond is not stirred, that it can become stagnant, and then it becomes smelly from the algae. Sometimes the algae will build up. Things will get into that stagnant water and make it smelly. You have to keep your life moving. You have to keep your life stirring to the right direction. You have to keep stirring your life with the positive. Stir your life with happy and positive things to make it fresh. We always have to operate in freshness, fresh, we always have to be fresh and clean, right? And like swimming pools, they have the pool boys, they have these people that come out and clean swimming pools. And so again, even swimming pools, anything has to be cleaned for freshness, for health reasons. And that's like a life. We have to stir in good things in our life or it'll become stagnant, smelly, and rotten. And then the life becomes dead. The life becomes dead and there and you you're stuck. Then you feel like you're stuck, you're going nowhere, and that's when a lot of health problems can come into your life. A lot of things can go wrong in your life. I pray that this is making sense to somebody. We have to realize that we have to take the stinky, smelly things out of our life. Keep fresh and clean things into our life. Clean, happy things. Clean, happy thoughts. We have to realize that our life means something. Our life is everything. We have to see our whole life. We can't allow one bad experience to bring the whole curtain down. We can't end our life in the middle. You can't end your life in the middle when you're starting your life story, right? Every life has a life story. You can't end it in the middle. You can't end it in the beginning. There has to be more. You have to keep stirring. You have to plant in good territory. You have to stir in good thoughts. You have to do positive actions with your life. Positive actions mean with your life meanings like walking, listening to happy music, being with happy people, upbeat people, keeping your life stirred, keeping the happy things stirred into your life. Mix good into your life. Do happy with yourself. Do happy, motivated exercise. Like exercise, any kind of exercise. Any kind of exercise, that's a happy doing happy. This is doing good with yourself. Do good with yourself. Stir in good for your life to keep it fresh. Because you can't stop your life in midstream. You can't, you can't stop a running brook in midstream. You can't stop running water. It's going to keep going. It will overflow. It'll overflow somewhere. You don't want something to overflow for the bad. You want something to overflow for the good into your life. You want something to overflow good into your life. You want it to keep running. You want your life to keep running for the good. You want it running for the good. Again, running for the positive. I explained the best that I could, the best that I could right now, but understand the message is on life. Life, we have to look at all of our life. We can't just take life in steps, and then when one step goes wrong, you allow it to shut your whole life down. You can't be shut down. A life cannot be shut down, and it has to continue to flow. A life has to continue to flow. You have to have your life can flow in the positive, flow towards positive. Allow positive things into your life, to help you flow, to allow you to keep fresh, to keep, every day is, I always say every day is a new day to start something new. And the reason why I came up with that is because you have to keep your mind fresh every day. You can't operate in yesterday's thoughts. Every day is another day to do something new to help your life. Think of something new. Have new ideas. Have fresh ideas. Find fresh music, different music you haven't heard before. Do some action you never did before. A life has to keep fresh. And it has to be fresh every day. It has to become new every day. If your life don't become new every day, it becomes stagnant and paralyzed. And that beca and a life becomes paralyzed only because it doesn't see, it can't see, it doesn't see the whole picture. It doesn't see the whole picture. And again, I pray that this is making sense to somebody. Life is made to flow, not be paralyzed and stopped. Until next time, I am Anna Schubeck. And I say, reach for the miracles. They are not fallacies.